Shadow Radio.
Ain't nothing wrong with admiration. Don't be ashamed of admiration. It's beautiful. When I was young, I used to always have admiration.
And I've missed a lot of stuff. So, but I'm back. Did you guys miss me? I missed you guys. I missed you guys very much.
I'm gonna tell the truth. Where Jacqueline is, the plane touched down on the ground. Before Jacqueline could leave the airport, I was on the phone. Jacqueline get kidnapped by any strange foreign entity. So it took her way too long to call in.
Yes. Big D was definitely calling and looking for me, making sure that I was where I was supposed to be, when I was supposed to be there, and that I was going to be coming back when I was scheduled to come back. So thank you very much. It feels good to be back. So.
Yeah, they did. Also, had to let everybody know what was going on with that wonderful event that we had this week. Now, you want to talk about the wonderful event that we had this week at the Lincoln Park Music Festival on Saturday with all our wonderful friends and our Shadow World family?
No, it was a great event. A lot of great things was happening. We had an opportunity to interview some awesome people. Very happy about that. The group people, can't forget about. We had an interview with the Mayor Family Soul a couple of events. There's been a lot. I mean, it was just a lot of positive people in the environment. It was a great time. And then, of course, the rest of Shadow of Family co-host came out. You know, Miss Booty Bells showed up. But of course, she represented, and as well, we had to welcome Mr. Jamie Woodruff, new to the Man of Talk Show. He came on out, and hung out. The network just got bigger. I mean, it got bigger. It, we're being labeled now as the Super Crew, so I don't know what that means, but it's all good.
I like bigger. Bigger is always better. I don't care what they say.
Bigger is always better, motherfuckers. You better believe it.
See, you got
agenda, motherfucker. Agenda.
You are a mess. You are a mess. Anywho. So, but yeah, I've missed being on. I've missed you guys, and I've missed our audience. I've missed being able to be all chatty, and I'm so sorry that I missed the Lincoln Park event. I really am. I wish I could have been there. I saw pictures. I heard it was exciting and just really wonderful. So for all you guys that came out and stopped by and showed Shadow World some love, I really, really, really appreciate that. I'm just really sorry that I couldn't be there. But I had a great time. You know, to all of you guys down in Houston showed me so much love. I had a fantastic time down in Houston, down in Galveston, hanging out in the Gulf Coast and in Louisiana. So thanks, you guys, for all the love and all the people who extended themselves to me out there. Thank you very much.
Awesome. Very good. Very good. Now, tonight's show. let's get into it real quick. Tonight's show is called Know Your Lane.
You know, woo!
Yeah. This is going to be an interesting one. I mean, you know, this is the summer series on the Relationship Show. We're going to talk, you know, this is the finale for this show, the summer, but we're going to come back stronger in September. But tonight's show, we got to end out this right. Know Your Lane. It's a wide open discussion. It's wide open. You can look at it from different perspectives when you say Know Your Lane. Automatically, people assume, but you never just assume, Know Your Lane, you're thinking that, okay, look, we'll put you in place. This is what you need to be at. It may not always be that. Lady J, you want to elaborate?
Well, you know, a lot of times we hear it and it's like, okay, it's always negative. But, you know, and it's usually being said by someone else to someone else. But, you know, it's also a self-assessment. You need to know your position in someone else's life. You need to know where you stand, what your role and responsibility is, what is expected of you, what is not expected of you. You know, it goes both ways. So when you enter in somebody's life, or you hold a position in somebody's life, or at least if you think you do, you need to know what that is. And just like your job, you know, you go to work and you earn your money and you earn your keep, you know what your duties are. You get a job description and you know what your duties are, what your responsibilities are. And, you know, you get that little quote underneath the bottom that says, and other duties. And we quick to be like, okay, what's those other duties? And sometimes they come up, sometimes they can tell you. Well, it's the same thing in relationships. You need your job description. And you need to work your duties. And no matter what your position is, no matter what your title is, no matter what, you need to work those duties. Now, just like at your job, there's always room for advancement. There's always room for more. But please understand, depending upon the position you play, there may only be lateral movement. So you may not be able to go higher. You just may be able to stay on the same level and get a few other things that come with it. But the thing is that you need to be clear with that from the door. You need to know what your duties and responsibilities are. And please don't think that there's self-promotion. You can't promote yourself anywhere. You can't do it at your job, and you damn sure can't do it in somebody else's life. So whatever position you play, play it well. Because just like there's evaluation at your job, there's evaluation when you're in someone else's life. So if you work your position well, there very well may be advancements for you. But understand, when you take the job, what your position is. Find out if there's room for advancement. Find out if there's room for you to take on other responsibilities. Because, see, a lot of times people put in that work and they put in that overtime, and when they don't get paid what they think that they're worth, they get mad. But all you did was volunteer. Nobody asked you to do it. So don't get mad. You see where I'm going with this, right?
I'm just curious. You know, being that we got, of course, the owner of the Chattable Network online. What is your perspective before we get to our first music set? What is your set when you hear "Know Your Lane"? How does it pertain to a relationship that you dealt with or you're dealing with? Without going too personal.
No. There's no problem. No problem knowing your lane. Oh Lord. When you are, especially when you're entered into a relationship, identifying what one's lane is probably the primary job of an individual. Now, mind you, when I said a relationship, not a smash and grab, not a hit and run, but a relationship. A smash and grab, it doesn't make a difference. You're fired, you're hired, you know. Look, I got in there to get out of there in the first place. Whose idea it is really doesn't make a difference. My whole thing was just to get in there, get it wet, get it sticky, and I'm out. But if you're trying to establish a relationship, you have to know what role it is that you provide. What is it that brung you to the dance? What is it that separated you from, let's say, product, you know, D or F? You don't know.
Mm-hmm.
These are things that you have to identify. Okay, so this is where my strengths are. This is why I'm here. Let me demonstrate once again why I'm here. Meanwhile, let me also, as Jacqueline put perfectly, let me also demonstrate to you why I'm even more valuable than you actually think I am.
Mm-hmm,
because not only can I do X, Y, and Z, I also do A, B, and C very well. And giving, dropping the diddly diddly D is what the fuck I'm known for. So, now, X, Y, and Z. I am the motherfucking champ, bitch. Let's recognize. So, let's put that out there. Write that shit down. Dropping the diddly diddly D. Now, if you motherfuckers don't know what that shit is, then, I don't know what to tell you. But that's pretty much my point in that one. Got to drop the anyway. But you gotta basically come to the table, know what you're coming to the table with, know what you're coming to the table without.
Know what you're coming to the table for.
Amen.
Oh, you gotta know what you're coming to the table for. And I know we're about to get into this first music set, but you know, we need to have some clarity. And you know, every single solitary time we do this show, we talk about communication. We talk about talking. And what fails to happen every single time, a lot, you know, in a lot of use cases where people think that they stand someplace that they don't, guess what? You didn't take time to figure out or talk to that individual to figure out what your position was. You came in doing one thing, started doing something else, thinking it was going to possibly change your position, elevate your position. Mm-hmm. That's not necessarily true. You need to know what you're bringing to, what you're coming to the table for. And you know, and we'll touch on this some more. But even with smash and grabs, Big D, they got lanes and they got roles, because sometimes they last a little longer than just today and tomorrow. But please understand, if they only last today, your role was to be my smash and grab. That's it. That's all. Ain't no more. And I'm going to be really clear about that's what that is. Or I want someone to be very clear with me. That's what this is. This ain't no more. This ain't no less. We're going to call it what it is. It's going to be what it's going to be. So everything has rules to it. Everything got a lane. Everybody got a role to play. Your role for me today was to be my release. That's what I needed, and that's what your role was. I'm telling you what the job is up front, so if you want to take it, you take it. If you don't, you don't. There's somebody else who may want to take it. But also, too, if I've told you from the door that your role was just my release, don't think you're going to be my wife or my husband. Or my husband. Come on. I've told
you
what it is.
Now, with that being said, I want to hold it because it sounds like it's about to get really good. Now, we're going to close this first music segment. When we come back out of the music segment, I want to talk about it. I want to definitely delve a little bit more into the honesty factor up front. Whether people, sometimes you got to, like you said, not sometimes, all the time, you got to put up front, whether even for those who want to be abstinence, those who don't want to maybe have a sexual relationship, or they just want to have a pen pal or someone to talk to, you establish up front. You establish what it's all about. You know, whether it's good, bad, or friendship, you have to say, look, I'm not into for this, but if you want to be cool with me, we can be cool. And you got to understand, this is my situation, it's my family, or it's my wife, this is what it is. And even if you, listen, fellas, I'm going to talk to those down low, brother. We're going to go into every aspect of knowing your lane. Oh. If you have an alternative lifestyle, you want to play both sides of the fence?
Just tell me.
Tell the woman. Tell her.
Just tell me.
Don't let her be surprised. Because I've heard that conversation this past weekend. You know, because
when I catch you in the club with Keith and you rubbing on Keith on how you rub on me, I'm going to feel some kind of way.
Right. Now,
so
if
I
you
need
wanna
to
do
know.
That, if you want to do that, that's you. That, you know,
it's fine,
kind of,
but
nobody.
Just don't surprise me. Don't hit
exactly.
me with some bullshit. You know, the same way that you rub on Jackie is not the same way that you should be rubbing on Joe if you telling me that all you digging is Jackie.
Mm-hmm. That's what little Wrangler. You know what? Yeah. We're going to talk about it. But let's get into the show, the music set. And we come back. We're going to come back really strong. Tonight's topic is Know Your Lane. It's the Relationship Slow Jam Adult Talk Show. The Shadow World Radio. The call-in number is 646-478-4507. Lady J, my man, Big D, yours truly, Mr. Nat. Let's go into the first set, y'all.
We got a strong back. When you get all that man and release all that that's been built up for 35 years, just wanting and wanting and wanting, whoo, might make your head blow.
This is Lady J. You are listening to Relation, the internet's number one slow jam and adult talk show here on Shadow World Radio.
If I touched, if I kissed, if I held you tight in the morning light, yeah. Would you mind if I said how I felt in the lead tonight?
heart tonight.
Would you mind if I looked in your eyes and I hypnotize and I lose my mind?
Yeah.
to the ride. Once again, those just tuned in, you're now tuned into the Relations Slow Jams and Adult Talk Show. It's going down tonight. Yours truly, Mr. Nas, and of course, the lovely Miss Lady J. And of course, we got my man, the one and only Mr. Daryl Harrington in the building. We got about 30 minutes we're gonna go in. Just from this point, just going to finish strong. You know, a lot of good street talk. Tonight's topic, Know Your Lane. The calling number is 646-478-4507. And tonight's topic, we're going to talk about different aspects of knowing your lane in relationships. With knowing relationships, whether you're trying to get to know someone or whether you just have a situation, no matter what it is, because everything that you do is all about having some form of relationship, whether it's short term, whether it's temporary. You got to be upfront, and there's got to be some established rules per se in the game, because everything has rules, everything has laws. In every aspect of life. So I'm gonna turn over to Lady J, and she's gonna do what she does best, and we'll chime in. Lady J,
I can't do that on the radio.
Oh Lord, have mercy.
Well, I could, but that's
good,
a whole other show. Anyway, I want to jump right back in at the communication aspect and being honest and upfront and telling people, what they are, how they are, where they are. I mean, and let's keep it real. That's a conversation that doesn't usually happen. And it's unfortunate because people get misconceptions. And the worst thing is to think that you are right under the president of the company when you are really the janitor. People need to know. Yeah, come on, let's keep it real. People really need to know and understand where they are. And the worst thing you can do for yourself is make an assumption. Never assume that you are something that you are not. But also, too, let's talk about getting complacent in our position. Because a lot of times, wherever it is that we sit, we stand, wherever we are in someone's life, a lot of times we get complacent. And I tell anybody, I don't care how wonderful you were, you can be replaced. It's just like going to your job. If you continue not to evolve in some kind of way, your services can no longer be needed. And someone else can take your place. Not that I'm an advocate for that, but please understand, when you are not performing to the duties and responsibilities assigned to you in someone's life, then your position and your role changes. The need for you changes. And the thing is that honesty still needs to be there, because I need to tell you, hey, listen, something's wrong here. Something's wrong with us. Something's wrong with you. Something's wrong with me. Maybe my needs have changed and the position that you serve no longer elevates this company, so to speak. So I may need to say this isn't working. Maybe this job just isn't for you. And I may need to seek, you may need to seek employ elsewhere. And the flip side of that is also, if I'm no longer happy with my position, if I'm no longer happy with my role, if I'm no longer happy with the duties assigned to me and my responsibilities, I also need to speak up about that. Because then in turn, I come to work, aka your life, miserable, begrudgingly, because I have to. Because and this is more so about established relationships, marriages, long-term relationships. And there is nothing worse than going to a job you may hate and then coming home to a job you may hate, which is your relationship, something that you're not happy in. So now you need your position to change. You need your role to change. You need the head of the company to know your issues and your problems. We need to talk. Because if you're not seeing me in the same position that you put me in the beginning, or I'm not happy in this position and I need to make some changes, I need to talk to you. And this conversation, I don't want it to be about, you know, people not striving to meet the duties and responsibilities. You know, it's also about making assumptions that you're something that you're not. You know, I think it's direly important to let people know, you know, babe, this is what we got. This is where we are. This is where this is going. Babe, I want to elevate you to the highest possible position. I want you to be my wife. Yes, I want to be your wife. You know, and you can let people know from the door, I am only wife and husband material. So if these are not positions that you're offering, I'm not interested. You know, it's just like a job. When you are looking for a job, you know that you can't afford to live off $25,000, so you don't look at those jobs. Just like relationships. I know I don't want to be your play toy. I know I don't want to be this and I don't want to be that, so I'm not interested. But if I'm okay with that, truly okay with that, not with the intentions of, oh, well, if I be his play toy for 6 months, then he'll elevate me to something else, and then I'll be his girlfriend, and then I'll be his wife. Whoa, slow down, boo. Slow down, boo. If that's what he told you he wanted, that's what he's looking for, or that's what she's looking for. Now, if things change, then you move over to the lane for that. But it's going to be when you've been ushered over. You can't just push your way over. Gone, Big D.
I'm so glad that we had this opportunity to talk about this subject. Really, really. Okay, now, being perfectly serious. All right. When you come into a situation, your life is going to evolve. Their life is going to evolve. What your situation was when you came into it is not the same situation that you came out of it. Very rarely.
Yeah.
It is that sometimes you grow separately. You can both be in the same environment, but somehow, due to circumstances, some beyond your control, some within your control, you grow separately. Your spouse chooses to embrace everything that is around you in your community. You choose not to. She becomes heavily emotionally involved in certain aspects. You're totally withdrawn from it. The more passionate she becomes about it, the more resentful you become about it. The more resentful you become about it, the more distant she becomes. The more distant she becomes, the more hostile you become. The more hostile you become, the more indifferent she becomes. See what I'm saying?
Amen. That's me.
Happens all the time. Now, I am not saying this to anybody who is married, myself included, that, okay, you should settle for whatever, you know, you're going off doing your thing, that's what you want to do, fuck it, be out. I'm going to go do my thing over here to the right. No. Not saying that. What I'm saying is, okay, if you made a covenant between you and God, for those of y'all who believe, hallelujah, you made a covenant between you, God, and that woman, that this is what it is, this is what it is for life, well, then you need to take the time out to see what it is that she feels so passionately about, because obviously if this is important to her, it should be somewhat important to you. And vice versa, there's something that is, you know, say, I don't think that you're giving this a chance. I'm going to tell you why I care as deeply as I do, and I'm going to ask you to take a look for me. Look at it through my eyes. You don't have to be with me every week, but I would like you to share my experience. Because understand, don't you realize that there's somebody out there, some weaselly chicken hawk out there, who realizes what a wonderful thing that you have? Who is just waiting to infiltrate on what you got? So, you know, you need to go ahead and you need to work on that. You need to invest in your relationship. You need to spend time within your relationship, working on your relationship. As Jackie said, what you're trying to do is you're trying not only to keep your position, but you're trying to elevate your position all at the same damn time. So continue to produce, continue to elevate, continue to, well, anyway, there's a whole bunch of other agents that you can do too, but we're going to hold off on that for a bit. Nat?
Okay. Well, kind of borrow your terminology. Here we go. When I say, and I was sitting there listening to both of you guys on this topic, know your lane. I can't help but think about an actual rule.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I kind of use that as a parable and also something to kind of reflect too. If you are, whether you're in a relationship, getting to know someone, or however you're trying to do, or whatever you're doing in life, you got to understand there's different roles that you can take in life. And when I say know your lane, know the lane that you, know the road that you're on, know where you're standing, know where you're trying to get to, know where you're trying to get to. Now, in that course, if you're telling someone that you're trying to get to, whatever you're doing, this is who I am, this is what the road I'm on, this is what I'm trying to get to. This is the road that, you know, we can do this together, we ride the same road. However, now, while you're on the road in that relationship or whatever you're doing in life, if you see that the road that you're going on, maybe he or she may not want to ride with you on, because either it looks like it's going to be rough terrain, it's going to be a rough situation, whether it's going to be maybe down a road with no light, but you still, you know, you have to still go to this road, but that person's not willing. You as a person have the choice. As long as there's an understanding, a clear understanding with the lanes and roads that you're going on in the relationship, once you know that, you understand that, you know your lane. You will know your lane. As long as that understanding is put up front. I mean, I can't help but use that parable in comparing the streets and roads, but that's the thing that comes to my mind when we talk about this topic, know your lane. You have to understand the roads you are. You have to understand your GPS. You have to understand where you're at. You have to understand where you need to go to. And if that person is willing to take that ride with you and understand the road you're going to, but if you're on this same road and you see it's getting bumpy, you have a choice of stepping off. You have a choice. Listen, I'm not willing to do that. That's your personal choice. Whether you're the man or the woman, you have that choice. But you have to understand, you've got to communicate. But going back to what Jackie said earlier, it's a level of communication. You have to communicate. You have to communicate. You have to say, hey, listen, you know, it's going to get rough. This road's going to get a little rough. This is what I need you to do for us to still be on this road. Are we down? Are we together on this one? Yeah, got you. Vice versa. If your spouse is, or your girlfriend or whatever, your boyfriend, and they're having a rough time, you got to even know the lane. Listen, I said I'm doing this with you. I want to ride with you on this road. Because I said I'm going to ride with you. Because I see there's something that we can go on together with. And if that person is going to ride on a bumpy road, you want to agree to be with them on that bumpy road, that's their understanding. You got to ride it out. That's called knowing your lane. Now, if you're married or you're into a person that has a domineering, let me take it the other way. If you met a person, this is for our guys, and I'm sorry, fellas, it is what it is. You met a man who's a womanizer. He continues being a womanizer. A woman who loves to be with a bunch of different men. And you know it, and they told you up front that's what it is, but you think you could change that person. You're not going to change that person because you thought you can. That person already told you, this is who I am. You got to accept it. That's called know your lane. It sounds cold-blooded, but it is what it is. It's cold-blooded, but it's the truth of the matter. You met this person, he or she. They already said this is who I am, this is what it is, and they're not going to ride with you. Okay, you see, you're on another side of the road. You know, they're doing their thing, but it is what it is. It's just establishing lanes, establishing and knowing who you are, knowing what you're dealing with. It all comes back to understanding and communication. It doesn't even matter what you just met the person. It doesn't matter whether you've been with the person 10, 15 years. It's knowing the person. Constant communication while you're on this ride. You can't expect to ride on any road without being updated. You cannot. Let me say this again. And I'm using it like a GPS. Your GPS must be updated. And when you're riding on the different various roads, roads get damaged. They get changed. You know, there's construction that goes on. You know, I can't help but use this analogy. It's just that you have to look at life like that. The roads will change. Roads will go through things. There'll be weather. There'll be different detours. But you got to understand. You got to stay updated. You can't just go blind eye to go and have the tunnel vision. This is where you need to be, and that's it. It doesn't work that way. Communication, updates will maintain your journey together. That's my tip.
Amen. Amen. Choice. You said you were talking about choice. You know, we all make choices. And we make decisions to do things, to embark on things, to be a part of things, to continue things, to discontinue things. And it is all about choice. So just like you said, you know, if someone gets into a relationship with someone with the idea of, oh, I can change him or I can change her, you're embarking for all the wrong reasons. No one, you can't change anyone. Nobody ever changes anyone. That person decides to change because they feel that it would be beneficial for themselves and the people that they love for them to change. You are not going to love them enough. You are not going to guilt trip them enough. You are not going to super sex them enough into becoming anything you want them to be. It will be because they see something in you and about themselves that they will say, I want to change. Because anytime you change for someone and just for someone else, it is a temporary change and it becomes begrudging. It becomes something that you just you begin to resent. So when you are making choices to get in these lanes with individuals, please don't come with the lofty idea of, oh, well, if I put it on him enough, he not going to go nowhere. Or if I put it down on her enough, she not going to go nowhere. Yeah, she will. Or yeah, he will, because there's still other choices out there. If they want to stay put, they'll stay put. And if they don't, they don't. If they see you as something more, then they'll see you as something more. And if they don't, they don't. And just like Mr. Nass said, and anytime you got a choice to get off a rock, and I don't care what your relationship status is, that goes from the smash and grab all the way up to we're married.
That's
we got a choice. We have a choice. Now, I'm not saying it's easy, been there, done that. You stay for different reasonings, and your reasonings are your business. But don't make it seem as if you don't have a choice. And I'm going to also address the elephant in the room, per se, when saying stay in your lane and know your role. To all my side chicks, to all my side dudes, please understand the key word in your title is side. Not wife, not husband, not boyfriend, not girlfriend. You are someone who fills a void. And you need to be okay with the role you play. And I'm not saying that it's okay. I'm not saying that it's not okay. All I'm saying is know where you belong. And do not at any given time take your role or take your lane and switch it. You can't go from the slow lane to the fast lane. No, that's not how that works. You need to understand what your variables are. You need to understand what your limitations are. You need to understand what your rules and responsibilities are. And at no point do you need to take them someplace else. Now, for all of those people in committed relationships, long-term relationships, engagements, marriages, common law, whatever you want to call it, please also understand your role. Your role is bigger. You have the role that is coveted. You have the role that everybody wants, especially if you got a good man or a good woman. At no point do you underestimate your role. at no point should you become an underachiever in your role. At no point should you, unless you're just ready to get off this ride, at no point should you become so complacent in your role that somebody else in the slow lane has to come along. You have taken on a responsibility, so to speak, with your partner. When did you stop doing your duties? When did you stop being the person that they needed you to be? When did you stop being the person that you were when they married you or they put you in a relationship or whatever it is, or put a ring on your finger? It's like, you know, all of a sudden you've achieved this goal and now it's like you sit back on your ass like there's not still work to be done. Your relationship should constantly be evolving, constantly growing, constantly changing. It doesn't stop when you get the ring or when you get the prize, so to speak. You know, and sometimes wives and sometimes husbands forget that. You know, and also too, you know, I'm really big on that whole chameleon personality. You know, don't be one way to get the prize and then become someone else once you've achieved prize. Because the prize is going to be like, no, this isn't what I signed on for. That bullshit that you were given in the beginning is the bullshit that you need to continue, because I promise you, at some point, they're going to see. They're going to notice. They're going to pay attention. And then your position, your lane, your role becomes questionable. And then somebody else could be in your lane or creating a new lane. You know how sometimes on the parkway, you know, they'll close off a lane to create a new lane? Like
that's
when you get
right
on the turnpike. They
yep
create, you know, one pike was, you know, after you got past exit 8, it was only two lanes on the turnpike.
Yeah,
right. They created additional lanes for the flow and the volume. It's the same thing with people. When it's a problem, we have to see what the problem is. We have to adjust the problem. We have to tweak the problem. And a lot of times, it's because we're not talking. It's because we're not being honest. It's because we're not still working. And no matter what your position, everything from the side chick to the wife, it's constant working. It's constantly being what it is that you are supposed to be to that person. And vice versa, it's about what they're supposed to be to you. So I think the issue becomes about being honest, not only with each other, but being honest with yourself. What is it that you provide for this person? What is it that you're supposed to be doing for this person? And they, in turn, for you. What are they supposed to be doing for you? Because when you're on the, you know, on the receiving end as well, it's like, damn, I'm not getting what I need. Well, you need to tell them. So maybe they need to tweak their role. Maybe you need to do evaluations every 6 months to a year like we can convert. But you need to let people know where they stand, who they are, what their positioning is, you know, and you know, when you're into something that's long-term, well, is there room for advancement, a.k.a. engagement and marriage? You know, we've been together 3-4 years. Where are we going? We need to now look at where we are, and both parties do. Okay, is this somebody that you want to advance into your personal company? Is this somebody I want to advance me into their company? It goes on both sides. So you need to be honest with yourself and say, damn, okay, I know this is what I am to him. This is what I am to her. Is it okay if I don't see progression? Am I okay to only make lateral movements? Because we can be together doing whatever it is we do 6 months to 6 years. But in turn, it's like, if I'm not going anywhere in those 6 years, am I okay with that? And if I'm not okay with that, then I need to get off this highway.
Good point. Excellent point. Now, I just want to chime in on that. As far as knowing lanes, I mean, even from the perspective of A horn is probably inappropriate. Horn in the background. How appropriate. The most important factor in knowing your language is communication. We've talked about it so many times. I can't even reiterate. Communication, communication, communication. It's important to talk. It's important to communicate. Do not assume that if you stop communicating, I mean, at this time, you're not going to communicate. I get that. But if you, you know, if you don't know something, it's something you think, something that you don't mean. If your lady wants to talk to you, listen to her. You know, same thing, vice versa. Ladies, your man wants to talk, listen to him, because you got to establish. And like you said, the lanes are always changing in life. Our positions change in life and what we deal with in relationships, jobs, families, everything. It changes. It just changes. Laws change every day. You know, there's lanes that we got to follow in regular life, you know, things that we do. You go down the wrong road, a couple things can happen. Yeah, because you didn't either, one, pay attention, two, have knowledge or just communicate. You're going down a one-way street. What can possibly happen? Accident, ticket, and a whole bunch of other things. Because it can really hurt you. That could be used in regular life. You have to pay attention to the stuff that your surroundings, your environment, the community that you're in, the relationship that you're in. And that goes to another show that we have talked about. Pay attention to the details. It's all entwined together. Knowing your lane. If you pay attention to the details, you communicate, you have a better understanding of the lane that you are in. You have an understanding of the road that you're on. You have a better understanding in the direction that you and that person's going in. Whether as the ball determined, as Big D has said, smash and grab, or however you want to put it, you establish yourself up front. You establish. So you can't catch no care bears, and, you know, she kicks you out after you're done and whatever.
Bear,
you
know, you can't
catch it. You can't get all sentimental and, you know, I love you. So stop it. No, listen.
No, you can.
But she already gave you a lane. You want to go on some old crazy lane, that lane going to lead you to a dead end, straight up. But once again, it's paying attention to the details. It's paying, ladies and gentlemen, you know, let's follow our show. We have always our communication. We always talked about communication, paying attention to details. Those are the most essential factors in any relationship, whether new, temporary, old. If you apply that to your regular life, trust me, you will get some awesome results. I mean, you really would. Big D, what is your take on that? So we got a couple of minutes. We got to watch our time.
Okay. Now, we have to, like, I think that both you and Jackie have articulately put this puppy to bed for all intents and purposes. Okay, it's real simple here. Knowing what it is that you want, knowing who you are, knowing who you're with, and knowing
mm-hmm.
what you provide
mm-hmm.
is paramount to any relationship that you're in. I mean,
I think
Jackie put it best, that sometimes we have a tendency to get complacent. Like, okay, you put the ring on the finger and, you know, that's it. Or, you know, the wedding goes off and the car goes off. They go to the honeymoon. Everybody's throwing rice. Live happily ever after. The end. That's not the end. That's the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the end. That's the beginning. Let me make some perfectly clear. Most marriages fail the first 2 years. The first 2 years of marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, while you were getting married, you were wrapped up into the art of getting married. You wanted the big production. You wanted the pretty dress and all the fine dress folks and the pomp, the circumstances, you wanted the cha-cha slide. You wanted the electric slide. You wanted all that. You wanted the 5-hour open bar. You wanted Uncle Cleophas to throw up on Aunt Helen's wig. You wanted all that shit to happen. And it happened, and you were very excited. It was wonderful. Y'all got pictures and movies and DVDs to last you a lifetime. So that's what you wanted. Now you go on this beautiful honeymoon. That's unrealistic. Really, I don't think you should really go on your honeymoon until you've been married a whole year. in hindsight. Because, okay, you go away to this paradise that ain't your life. You got
Amen.
People who treat you like kings and queens that you ain't. And then they put you back on the plane, you come back a week later, and you land back to your house. Now, that looks like a hurricane hit it. Know why? Because y'all were getting married right before you left that house. And guess what? Ain't nobody cleaning up your crib for you. You know, it smells like 2 weeks old cat food. Why? Because the food that was, you know, in the garbage can never made it downstairs in the garbage. It's been there for a week and a half.
Now we deal with the reality. Yeah, we deal with the reality of it all. And it's
now,
like, do I want to sit
lane?
Here or do I not? Right, right.
You know, see the blinker, see the blinker, see the blinker, blinker bitch, blinker bitch. No, you're not seeing any of that. Ain't seeing none of that. You know, why don't you take out the garbage? Why don't you clean out the dirty dishes, bitch? You know what I'm saying? Why don't you go there?
It was all cute until we said I do, or it was all cute
right.
until I moved in with you. It was all cute until I realized that I wasn't your number one. It was all cute until, and that's the thing, you know, and I promise you, we're going to do a show when we on our next season called Love is Blind, but You Don't Have to Be, and it'll just kind of double back on paying attention to detail, you know. You, if you pay attention, you know what lane you're in. Yes,
right.
We want honesty. We want communication. But if you pay attention, you know where you belong. You
well,
know
with
what
that being said, it's that time. You got it's that time. And that's perfect segue to do closing remarks. So, I want to say the best for last.
It's so
yes,
early.
It's don't worry, be back. Big D, we got about four minutes. Can you give a closing remark? I'll do mine. That's yours. Then we're gonna leave the best for last.
All right. Closing remarks. Let me try to reiterate on something that Jackie was saying. I'm gonna run right into my closing remarks. All right. Also, we need to understand the 80-20 rule. Sometimes we look toward that 20% that we don't have, and we don't embrace the 80% that we do have. Sometimes we look at that supplement, and we elevate that supplement to the status of the main course. But then after a while, you realize, wait a minute here. I've been eating these milk duds, even though I do love milk duds. But I think I got diabetes now. They got to cut off my toes. What the fuck is wrong with me? I used to like vegetables. I want spinach. You know, I would like some collard greens sometimes. Maybe some macaroni and cheese. Maybe some turkey, some ham. You know what I'm saying? You cut off everything else in pursuit of one thing. And really, you need the whole package. Which you already had. Dummy. Wake up! Anyway.
Close remarks.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a wonderful season. It's been a wonderful year. We're going to take off August and come back in September. We're coming back with new vibes, new passions. You know, we're going to talk about all sorts of naughty, not nice things. Which we
don't
love
don't
to talk
excite
y'all
me.
About. Look in that.
Well,
we talk about the
yeah, we got to hurry up. Our minds is real quick. You know, for me, Pokemon is understanding, knowledge, paying attention to details. And if there's no, what's all said and done, I'm riding dying. If I'm in your lane, I'm riding dying with you. That's my closing remarks.
Nice. So sexy when you intelligent. Oh, daddy. You know, pay attention, know where you are, you know, and if you're not sure where you are and you have to ask, then you're probably not where you think you are. Second of all, if you occupy that 90%, that 100%, do it with all the flair that you're supposed to. Do it with all the pomp and circumstance that you're supposed to. If you're doing it at 80%, please understand there's room. So there's room for that 20%. And if you are that 20%, play your role at that 20% and know what you're supposed to be doing, what you're not supposed to be doing. And you know what? Sometimes 20% can elevate to about 40%, but you're still not going to be that 100% because, like, yeah, I like you and I got feelings for you, but we still do what we do. So just pay attention to the space you occupy. Pay attention to your job description and your duties. You know, don't overcompensate and try to be something that you're not supposed to be. But when you're supposed to be something, don't underplay your role. Do what it is that you're supposed to do, because that's why that person embraced you into their life in the first place.
Very, very, very good. Well,
thank you.
We came to the season. We have finished the season of the summer season, the Relations Show. We want to say, first of all, thank you for all the everyone who has tuned in. But we are coming back in September stronger than ever. Topic's going to be way harder. It's going to be more thought-provoking.
Like
it's going to be hard. Thought-provoking. We're going to have a great time. So, once again, thank you for everyone for supporting the Relations Show Jams and Adult Talk Show and Shadow World Radio Network. Check out the other shows. We've got a quick time. We're going to go check out the Every Woman Talk Show with the lovely Miss Uli Wells. Can't forget about our Man Up, what is it, fifth season, brother? Fifth season, five. You want to tune in on September. Once again, we thank everybody and God bless everyone. We truly appreciate everyone and God bless. We'll see you in September.
We thank you guys. We love you. Bye bye.
No
doubt. Good night and the rest of the summer. See you after Labor Day. Peace.
Peace.